Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having a fabulous Friday today. A lot of stuff going on down here at Health Masters. And remember, we will be on the Hagman and Hagman Report tonight, so be sure to tune into that from 7 to 10 o'clock. And other than that, how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing great. I'm doing a whole lot better than the United States is right now with all of this nonsense we're having to put up with. I mean, I went over to the RV place today and get some stuff done to the RV, and sure enough, they got the TV set turned on, blasting the doggone hearings. Yep. By a car dealership, sure enough, they got the TV on, blasting the hearings. I mean, the whole country has become obsessed with this unbelievable circus show. Now, Jeff Flake is completely flaking out. He's trying to force an FBI investigation into sex allegations of Brett Kavanaugh, you know, before it goes to the full floor for a vote. He said he cannot promise to vote for Kavanaugh on the Senate floor. Called for a delay up to a week for further investigations. I mean, he sided with Senate Democrats today to basically force a one-week FBI investigation of the sexual assault against the Supreme Court nominee Kavanaugh. And what I found funny, because I talked to, I actually got an email from my friend who's a former litigator, Terry, today, and she told me that when they talked to Brett on the, you know, when they're investigating and basically asking him questions, they would call him Brett. And when the Ford was talking, they would call her Judge Ford, giving her the honor. Remember, he's in the appeals court up there in D.C. He's one step below the Supreme Court. And they call him Brett by his first name, not to give him any kind of credibility whatsoever. And it's just very, this whole thing to me is just a joke, because here's what's interesting is this. Actress Maria Sorvino now, she goes, America needs a revolution after Brett Kavanaugh hearing. This is what she's saying. This is a Golden Globe winning actress. She appeared to support a revolution on Thursday as President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh defended himself against a 30-plus year allegations of sexual misconduct. Now, the reason I brought her up, because you've got to look at her background. If you look at Maria Sorvino, this is what she says. She was born on September the 28th, 1967 in Manhattan. She is her father was Irish and Norwegian, and her mother was from a Jewish immigrant family. Now, the thing that's funny about all of this is, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and how these Jews that were involved in the Russian Revolution who came over, these Ashkenazi Jews, they're super, super, super liberal. And this is the problem that we have. We have all of these Hollywood people that are supporting this, a lot of the lesbians, a lot of the, you know, the pro-gay, the pro-trans, all of this stuff, the same group of people. And the sad part about it, Austin, this is all being controlled through the synagogue of Satan. Because remember, the Kabbalah goes into detail on socialism and how these structures come from. The entire communist revolution was pulled right out of the Kabbalah. People don't understand that, and that's what they want for the one world government, which they're going to basically rule the whole planet. And this is no good. And so we've got to look at these super liberal people. Then I have another friend of mine. He was saying, you can't believe how they're treating Kavanaugh. And I said, remember, this thing, like I've mentioned all week, is being controlled by the same higher-ups. The upper-line Luciferians are the same ones controlling both sides of the narrative. How do we know there aren't other things that Kavanaugh would have been asked in this hearing, like, why did you find Vince Foster's suicide, you know, a suicide? I mean, how about that question? That's a good question. But they never asked him those questions, because this entire thing has been obfuscated now, Austin, with these sexual assault charges when they were teenagers. And the other thing they should have asked this woman, and this is something I'm just going to say this, you know, promiscuity is no good for a man or for a woman, period. It's no good. I knew guys in Tallahassee that were complete and total swine. I knew girls in Tallahassee that I really didn't have much of association with who were complete and total swine as far as their sexual antics. You know, why didn't anybody ask this girl, since she was so damaged because of what she did and has to have a double front door now because of this hearing, because she has bragged now that she slept with over 65 people. This is what she said personally. Why don't we get some real numbers from her? Since she's already talked about that, why don't we say to her under oath, how many men have you slept with in your life? And if she says 65, that tells you a lot. If she says, I don't know, because now she's under oath, that tells you a whole lot more. Are we dealing with somebody like a Charlie Sheen? I mean, how many people has she slept with? Then another question would be, how many people did you sleep with in high school and in college? Maybe she can remember that number. See, Austin, the problem that you have is this. When you have a liberal media controlling the dissemination of information that's owned by this Rothschild banking cartel that's right from the doggone Russian Revolution with these Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan groups that are doing this, They control what the mainstream says, and they control the narrative about what to believe and what not to believe. And that's what we've run into here. This mainstream narrative is being controlled by a group of people who don't care about the truth, Austin. They could care less about the truth. All they want is basically to destroy the Republic of the United States and to belittle people in front of the Senate, in front of the TV sets, in front of all of these people's homes to try to lessen the United States. Now, what's going to happen is every single person that I spoke to today at both the RV place and also the dealership, every single one of them, and I mean this is groups of people like I did yesterday over at Bright House, because, you know, I don't care anymore. I'm just done. I'm just so politically incorrect now it doesn't make a difference to me. Every single person said that they're going to vote Republican in the next Senate, in November. Every person said they've had enough of the Democrats, because it's like this lady said, this whatever her name was, let me pull it back up again, this Maria Sorvino, she says it is time for a revolution. She says, quote, America needs a revolution after the Brett Kavanaugh hearing, which is probably something that her mother taught her, being a Jewish folks, probably from Russia, after basically her grand, or whatever, and her grandparents were involved in the Jewish revolution in Russia in the early 1900s. And like, guys, I'm not picking on the Jews, because there are a lot of good Jews that are friends of mine. There are a lot of good Jews that basically don't have any interest in having a revolution. There are a lot of good Jews that basically they're basically conservative, and they don't even, I have a friend of mine, good friend, and I asked him one day, I said, well, how do you deal with the Kabbalah? He goes, what do you mean? I said, this says a lot of stuff, a bunch of really bad stuff about Christians. He goes, I won't listen to any of that stuff. He goes, I don't believe any of that stuff. And then I said, well, do you ever go to synagogue? He goes, well, no, I never go to synagogue. He goes, I'm kind of like a Jew in name only, but I don't believe that we should be treating people the way the Kabbalah tells us to treat people. And he says, I think it's wrong. See, this is the problem that we have. The group of people out there that are like that, the conservative folks that are from Jewish heritage, and heck, I could do ancestor DNA, and I probably have Jewish heritage being out of Europe anyhow. Most of us, probably all of us do, honestly, Abrahamic blood. I mean, the whole thing about it is this, guys. If we don't understand how we got here to this mess in the United States, this absolutely circus sideshow that we have with these Kavanaugh hearings, we're not going to be able to get away from it. I had one judge was good today. He was quoting scripture. I was watching it while I was at the RV dealership, and he's quoting scripture. And I thought to myself, okay, at least we've got somebody quoting scripture in the middle of this nasty, nasty mess. Now, I've told you guys all before, I don't care for Brett Kavanaugh. I don't care for what his wife was involved with the Bushes. I don't care for any of the stuff he's in. He's a deep state swamp rat. But nobody deserves to go through this unless it's more obfuscation, Austin, like we said yesterday, because the United States is about to do something really, really stupid in Syria because of what's going on with the S-300 missile systems or S-400 missile systems from Russia that are being deployed to stop the indiscriminate bombing of Syria. And, guys, this is important that we all understand that something else is going on. Now, we've got a lot of people, too, Austin, they're talking about October surprise and a massive contraction of the M1, a massive contraction of the stock market, and a lot of things could happen because we have a hyperinflated bubble right now. And it would be perfect if they did that to Trump right now to try to put some tarnish on his shining stock market growth. But the reality is, guys, we've warned you, and even Trump warned you guys, this stock market is massively, massively overvalued right now. And the only reason that it's going up in value like it is the central banks from around the world, Rothschild controlled, are buying into the markets when they buy these corporations through their interlocking corporate directorships, and they're pushing their own stock prices higher and higher and higher using your money that they basically got from you to do it, or printed in off-books balance sheets. It's a major, major disaster right now, and it's just waiting to pop. And the fact that they're able to hold gold and silver down with their naked shorts like they've been doing on the comments blows my mind, because every time they quit, leave it alone for a couple days, it starts going straight up. And they short it back down, and I wonder how long this shorting and this manipulation of this market can continue. What do you think, Austin? What's your first story? What do you think about this disastrous mess in D.C.?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I touched base on it yesterday, you know, kind of in detail my thoughts, and I haven't changed at all on it. One thing that I did want to correct from what I said yesterday I told you that I saw her GoFundMe account that had reached $210,000. That was very accurate. However, I did not see that she had a second GoFundMe account that was simply titled Help Kristen Bailey Ford. That GoFundMe account has now reached $473,000. $1,000. So far with two GoFundMe accounts, she has actually received $683,000 in a two-week period. And from what I saw earlier, there is also another similar campaign for her that is not related to GoFundMe per se, that has also reached $100,000. So she has almost acquired almost $800,000 in a two-week period from just donations for pulling this giant theatrical stunt from a marketing standpoint, as we talked about yesterday, which means equivalently she would be making around $1.5 million a month if this stayed consistent, which obviously it wouldn't. So it goes to show you already how profitable this little PR stunt has been for her. And as Dad said yesterday, this marketing that she has received is invaluable. It can't be bought. You can't acquire this type of marketing. It's not physically possible to buy it. The only way to get it is when the globalist controlled media wants you to have this much exposure on every single news outlet. Now, here's something that I wanted to address that I saw today that nobody has talked about except for a very, very few alternative media, one of those being Michael Snyder. Most people don't realize that the Arch of Baal, the giant Arch of Baal, as in Baal, the god from the Old Testament, was put up in Washington, D.C. one day before the Kavanaugh testified to Congress. You can look this up and pull it up. This is all online right now. Is it just a coincidence that the Arch of Baal was erected right in front of the Washington, D.C. Capitol on the exact same week that Kavanaugh and Ford are testifying before Congress? According to the official website of the Institute for Digital Archaeology, the Arch of Baal was unveiled on the National Mall on September 26th, and it will remain there until September 29th, which is tomorrow. You can go look at photos of it online. It's literally centered right in front of the Capitol building, so when you stand in front of the Arch of Baal, you see the Capitol right through the arches. So just one day before this is put up, Kavanaugh and Ford are testifying before Congress. Perhaps it's all a giant coincidence. I don't know. I really don't think so. The elite deeply understand symbolism, power, and the demonic entities that operate all over the world. And the thing about this is the Arch of Baal has been placed directly in front of the U.S. Capitol. To me, it's highly significant. If you're not familiar with the Arch of Baal, I'm going to give you a real brief summary. We've talked about it before, but I want to make you understand the symbolism behind what this actually is. This is a reproduction of the infamous Arch of Baal that is on display in Washington, D.C. In ancient times, if you wanted to go into the Temple of Baal, you had to pass through this arch. You would also pass through the arch again on your way out. The original Arch of Baal was destroyed by ISIS in 2015. They hated it. They blew it to the smithereens. It's gone now. But now it has been reproduced. Ironically, after they tore it down, they wanted to reproduce it as far as the globalists did. The reproduction has been periodically displayed all over the globe at highly important locations. It has been pointed out that this arch is a gateway, and many have been concerned that erecting this arch is an open invitation for entity or entities that were originally associated with this arch. No other ancient deity is mentioned more than Baal in the Bible, and ultimately the worship of Baal is traced all the way back to ancient Babylon. Child sacrifice was an absolute central basis to the worship of Baal. When it was time for another ceremony, unwanted babies were burned and gathered for the offering. You can pull up the article on this from Matt Barber discussing Baal, ritualistic Baal worship. And this is going to be graphic for about four sentences. I'm going to give you a heads up on this, but I want you to understand what this is about. The worship of Baal in some looked like this. Adults would gather around the altar of Baal. Infants would be burned alive as a sacrificial offering to the deity. Amid the horrific screams and the stench of charred human flesh, congregants, men and women alike, would engage in huge bisexual orgies. The ritual of convenience was intended to produce economic prosperity by prompting Baal to bring rain for the fertility of Mother Earth, and was done on a regular basis. This is what the Arch of Baal represents, and we put it up in front of the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. the day before these hearings, and this is supposed to be some really, really just non
non-coincidence at all. No reason it happened whatsoever. Guys, what happened yesterday, and from what I saw, the same thing Dad said. This literally, in my opinion, it brought the United States down a couple notches globally. It really did. It brought us down a couple notches because now we're reaching a point where law and order, the ability to have your somebody that is accusing you of a crime bring forth sufficient evidence to basically convict you of a crime is no longer needed anymore. Simply somebody making a statement about something that happened 30 years ago is pertinent enough to bring and have a congressional hearing over this, even though they blatantly said she has no evidence whatsoever. Her testimony was compelling, they said. It was compelling, but there was no evidence she brought forth whatsoever. Even her testimony from her witnesses completely contradicted what they said. They basically said they have no idea about what happened. Nobody knows anything that happened about it. It's basically her word against his word. Due process was completely eliminated now, as far as in somebody that is going into a Supreme Court nominee, and I'm with Dad. I'm not a huge fan of Kavanaugh either. I think he's a deep state swamp as well. However, we literally made a mockery of the United States government and our judicial system yesterday, a mockery of it. The fact that this even got any mainstream media coverage boggled my mind. And then the fact that couple it that we put the Ark of Baal up in Washington, D.C. in front of the Capitol the day before it happened. No, guys, this was not a coincidence. Something else is coming right now on the horizon, and they're trying to cover it up and get everybody prepared for it on the backside. There is no way in heck this is not combined with one another. There is something else that's about to happen very, very soon, Dad. After I saw the Arch of Baal, that pretty much solidified it for me.
Well, we covered this. We covered Baal, Moloch, Asherah last Friday on the show. If you guys missed that show, you need to listen to it. It goes into detail about ancient Canaanite history, which goes right back to Noah and his son Ham and to Cain. This is not the Cain from the first part of Genesis. This is the Cain from the sixth or seventh part of Genesis as far as the chapters. And we went into detail on how that basically became the Kabbalah and the satanic worship that permeated from there all the way down into Egypt. That's where it all started. And Baal was one of those key figures, like Austin said, that's mentioned more than pretty much everybody else in the Old Testament. This is why the children of Israel were cast into bondage. They were thrown out because they were basically Baal worshiping, Asherah worshiping, Moloch worshiping, passing their children through the fire worshiping, all of this stuff. And again, that's all Kabbalah stuff. That's all Zohar stuff. And so what we have to understand is they're trying to invoke the power of this demon by putting this arch here into D.C. now before these hearings. This is all satanic stuff they're doing. Remember, the whole doggone D.C. set up on a pentagram anyhow because of the Masonic lodges did all that. And they got one of the legs of the pentagram is open because they're trying to trap the seething energies of Lucifer inside of D.C. And you got to say, well, this sounds crazy, Ted. I didn't say it didn't sound crazy. I think it sounds crazy, too. It's just what these nutbags believe and what they get involved in. Then you get people like Michael Moore that basically does this Fahrenheit 9/11 thing here, and basically it is a giant bomb that it does like a couple million in sales or whatever. I mean, it did, like, I think, 60,000 people nationwide, unless it opened internationally, have seen it. It's dropped off 80% more in the last 4 days. It's an anti-Trump movie. It's basically playing in empty theaters. On Wednesday, it grossed $200,000. That means the hardcore liberal Democrats are going in there to see the movie because nobody wants to hear it. When the economy is booming along, when we don't have the gay Kenyan in the White House, when we don't have the witch of Benghazi spewing her venom all over the doggone TV set with Hillary Clinton, people like the fact that the United States is fighting back. Austin, before Trump got in, before Trump started talking and campaigning the way he did 2 or 3 years ago now, 3 years ago, the United States has basically laid down. It basically just allowed anybody to do whatever they wanted to do to it. And finally, when Trump got out there and said, hey, look, I don't want to be politically correct. I don't want this going on anymore, and I want this stuff stopped. And so this is what we have to do. We absolutely have to stand with Donald Trump right now. Now, I don't like Trump personally. I told you guys that. I told you that. But we have to understand that they're forcing this against each other because they want that satanic side of this deep state to take over. And hopefully Trump has enough Christians in his White House. I know he did at the beginning, that he can try to stand against it. By the way, Someone in the House of Representatives doxed the senators Lindsey Graham, Mike Lee, and Orrin Hatch. Now, what does that mean? They released their personal information, which was publicly posted on the Internet, after they questioned Christine Bailey Ford. In other words, their personal information, including their home addresses, their private phone numbers, their cell phone numbers, their email addresses, was all posted to Wikipedia and Twitter. The computer IP addresses showed that someone in the House of Representatives executed the dox. Other Republican senators already have faced threats to intimidate them into voting against Kavanaugh. Senator Graham exposed the Democrats' motive to destroy Kavanaugh's life and hold that seat open until they can win in 2020. That's the goal here. That's what Graham said. They're trying to keep that person off the Supreme Court, because if Kavanaugh does what he's supposed to do, it'll be a big win for us as conservatives. But remember, 9/11 George Bush, who brought us the famous line, you're either with the terrorists or you're against the terrorists.
Yeah.
That George Bush, who completely covered up 9/11, is reportedly blowing up the phones in D.C. right now for Kavanaugh. I mean, he's blowing up the phones. With Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination coming down to the wire, the Washington Post reports that President George W. Bush in recent days has been calling key senators to whip up support. I mean, think about that for a second. George Bush, 9/11 George Bush, cover up George Bush, invade a bunch of countries George Bush, kill over a million Iraqis George Bush, weapons of mass destruction George Bush is pushing for Kavanaugh. Think through that with me for a moment, guys. What do you think, Oz?
That's definitely interesting. I mean, there's no question about that. And yeah, I mean, Lindsey Graham did call him out. I'm not a fan of Lindsey at all, but he actually he called him out pretty hard in the middle of that hearing yesterday, because that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. The Democrats are completely and totally scared, and that whole leftist communist agenda side is completely scared right now, because, you know, they, and I'm telling you right now, we've said this from 2 years ago, everybody was prepped on that side. They had already been told Hillary was going to be in the White House. That was already set to go. That's why the cover of Newsweek magazine or Times magazine or whatever already had copies of Hillary Clinton before the election even was over. They already had it done with her face on it. Madam President. You can go look it up online. They're on eBay still. You can go buy them on eBay, which I have no reason, idea why you'd want to buy one, but they're there. And that's exactly what they had told everybody. Hillary's got it in the back. Listen, we got her questions for the debates already. She already has all the questions, so she's going to win every debate because she has all the questions ready to go. We already have everything covered up with the FBI, so they can't indict her. We already know that they're going to come out now and they're going to say that they don't find anything to indict her over. We already have that set up. We already have everything rigged with the election. We already have all the dirt we need on Trump. We're going to keep blackmailing him. We're going to completely and just eviscerate him with every single negative thing in his past. We're going to make sure that we get the votes from the illegal immigrants that are already here in the country, all 20 to 30 million of them, which we found out, you know, from Yale already, that, you know, the record that said 10 or 11 million is what we thought was completely and totally understatement. It's closer to 20 million and could be upwards of 30 million or more in the United States now. Those guys already vote, so they already had Hillary designed up ready to go. But they didn't expect WikiLeaks to drop the bombshell with the soul cooking and the blood drinking parties. That was the real catch right there. There was really the ace in the hole that everybody went, well, that's rather disturbing. We really need to reevaluate this whole Hillary woman. And that was one of the last things that did it. And that's why we'll see if Assange actually releases this stuff like he said he was going to the middle of October. Because if he does, it's going to be a pretty strong landslide again for the Republicans, because we do not need these hillbilly globalist communists getting control of everything, because we already know exactly what they are planning on doing. Also, too, in health news as well, I want to talk about, there's an article I saw earlier, and some of the top ways that you can, things to avoid to basically preserve your health. So many people do a lot of things like, the, you know, they exercise, they do this, they do that. We talk about the healthy immune system kit that we have with the vitamin C, the D, the astragalus. That's really important. There's a few things right here that you need to make sure you stay away from doing on a regular basis. And that is one, first one is using hand sanitizers frequently. frequently with antibacterial and antibacterial soap. A lot of people don't realize that stuff should not be used on a regular basis. It should really only be used if you expose something on your hands that you know it's bacteria and it needs to be removed. Usually warm water for about 20 to 30 seconds is all you need to cleanse your hands off properly. You have healthy microbes and you have healthy bacteria that's on your skin, that's in your oil, that's around you and on your body on a regular basis. The problem is when you run the antibacterial soap, it kills everything. It's like an antibiotic. Exact same thing. It doesn't just knock out one thing, it knocks out everything, including your gut flora and your natural probiotics. So it's important not to use those and use clean water. Also, too, another one is not using paper towels when you use public restrooms. Anytime you go into a public bathroom, always use paper towels for everything, to turn on the water, to open the door, to get other paper towels. Anything you have to do, make sure you're not touching anything in the bathroom. Use your foot if you have to flush the toilet. I'm just being flat out honest with you right now. There's some things that you don't need to do, and running your hands all around the bathroom is one of them unprotected. The next one is taking antibiotics or other prescription medications. Now, of course, if you have a specific reason, specific medication that you need to be on, you need to discuss that with your doctor if you want to stay on it. The same thing with antibiotics. If you have a severe infection that you really have to take antibiotics for, they are great for something like that. However, probably 70 to 80% of the time now, when I get phone calls from people that are on antibiotics, most of the time the doctors don't even know what they're treating with the antibiotics. They just put them on a general antibiotic and say, okay, well, we'll give you a Z-Pak. You have a runny nose, we'll give you this antibiotic, and we don't know what it is, but it should knock it out. That's absolutely horrible to do that unless you know exactly what you're dealing with and you're taking an antibiotic specifically to fight that problem. Because as I just said a second ago, the antibiotics are nonspecific. They wipe out every healthy probiotic in the body, which is so important. If you do have to take antibiotics for a specific reason, make sure you jump on the probiotic 350 billion immediately thereafter, and then drop down to the 100 billion if you can't stay on those long term, but that will really, really aggressively flood your body with the healthy probiotics that you need. Other one to avoid is getting the flu shot or getting vaccines in general, in my opinion. You guys know I've not had any vaccines except for one tetanus shot when I was 12 years old. It was required for me to go to summer camp, and it actually made me quite sick for a couple days. Even just that specific tetanus shot by itself was not any multivials and an ampule, and it was with no other tetanus, or it was with no other vaccines. The problem is now they have like the DTaP and a bunch of other ones. They add all these other ones. They add all these vaccines together in it. Unbelievably toxic because A, you don't even know what you're actually getting. B, you don't know what you're responding to negatively if you do have reaction. If you get, so put it this way, if you get a tetanus shot, you get one tetanus shot. You're 10, 12, 15, 20 years old. You get a tetanus shot. You get sick from it for a day or two. Okay, I got a tetanus shot. I'm having adverse effects from it. We'll monitor it and see what happens. If you get a DTaP vaccination, you get three or four vaccinations in one shot, you have absolutely no idea what you're responding to, and you have no idea what side effects it's going to cause. I've talked in detail on Monday and Tuesday. We talked about vaccinations and the friends that I have and people who have been injured. I don't want to go into that any further, but just understand the flu shot has no useful purpose being injected into your body, in my opinion, whatsoever. Another one is staying at the hospital for any extended reason unless you absolutely have to be there. Even visiting the hospital, in my opinion, is something I try to actively avoid, again, unless it's something that I absolutely need to do for a specific reason. You make your own reason why you don't need to go there. There's a whole lot of them. Another one is just visiting doctor's offices as well. A lot of times people go to doctor's offices just for a common cold or a sniffles or something really benign. Most time it's easier just to handle it yourself. That's when I tell people all the time, if I start getting run down, if my throat starts getting sore, I have my staple supplements. I start hammering the C, hammering the D, hammering the astragalus, and I hammer the oregano oil as well now. That's been one that I've added in recently that's really effective as well. Those right there and a good night's sleep and a lot of water, making sure I don't eat any sugar, any anti-inflammatory or any compounds that are going to lower my immune system, normally within a day or two, I will bounce right back from that. No need to go to the grocery store, no need to go to the doctor's office. Also, too, another one is when you go shopping, the grocery carts or the handles on that. A lot of places now, including Publix, they'll have wipes you can wipe down. Even something as a natural antibacterial wipe you can put on it. Clean those off if you're going to handle them. Those things do not get wiped down, I'll tell you that right now. And they get handled by every single person that goes in and out of the store for weeks on end. Easy, easy way to catch a cold with those things. Another one, too, they said in an article, was using tray tables on airplanes. Those are something that never get wiped down as well, because you don't think about it. When they go through the airplane and wipe stuff down, they rarely ever unclip the tray table, drop it down, clean it all up, and put it back up. That's why sometimes you drop tray tables and they're still dirty. They got food residue on them. I've seen that on airplanes before. So make sure you're kind of avoiding those. I try not to fly unless I absolutely have to. When I usually do, I take a half a melatonin and I try to sleep the entire flight, just because I don't want to really have to deal with being on a plane. And so that's just my take on it. Also, too, another one. Is taking unneeded medications or unneeded treatments for things that you're not even sure you have yet. Those can be chemotherapy, those can be radiation. If it's something you decide to do, that's your choice. But in so many cases, we have seen people that don't even have a serious problem that are misdiagnosed because they didn't get a second or third opinion, and they go through all types of unnecessary treatment that completely wrecks their immune system, when a lot of cases, they could have done a little bit more research or gone to a doctor that actually cared and found out what was really going on and handled it from a natural standpoint. That's not always the case, but again, I've seen that a lot, and so has Dad. So be aware of what's going on, get second and third opinions, and inform yourself on stuff too. If a doctor tells you you have something, or you have this, you have that, or you're dealing with it, do some research on it. Make sure you do some research and find out exactly what you're dealing with, and the natural protocols and the medical protocols, and both sides of the equation, and evaluate those from a non-emotional standpoint. Do not let the doctors get their emotions hooked into you and control you with essentially their mind control techniques they use, and demand that you do something immediately because you have to do it because you're about to die. That's usually very, very rare that's ever a true statement when they make it. So be aware of it and make a logical, non-emotional decision, Dad. Those are the things I just want to kind of add in, as we talked about so many health things to do. Those are some things not to do, in my opinion.
Well, also, remember this. Decisions like vaccinations need to be made before the baby's born. You and your wife, if you guys are pregnant and you basically decide to have a baby, you need to make that decision even before you have a baby, before you conceive. You need to know what you're planning on doing beforehand. If you listen to the show every day and your wife doesn't, or vice versa, and all of a sudden, you know, you get pregnant, and I use pregnant as in plural, because if we've gone through all these pregnancies, we've got four kids, and, you know, it's just, when the woman gets pregnant, the guy basically has to deal with the pregnancy. So it's when we get pregnant, that's how I look at it. And the problem with it all is that these decisions need to be decided. I told you guys a long time ago, I said, you know, I've cut my health insurance out. I still have workman's comp and I have insurance on my cars and all that kind of stuff. Something happens in an accident. But I got rid of health insurance because really I'm not going to do cardiovascular bypass surgery, and I'm not going to do anything kind of, you know, cancer related. I'm not going to do that. The only thing else would be something that would happen to you from a trauma standpoint in an automobile or whatever. I've got all that. Or if I'm hurt at work, I've got workman's comp. So I've got all that. The problem that people have, Austin, is when they try to make the decisions while they're under duress. I mean, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? It's kind of like having a power of attorney and a living will and a do not resuscitate order online. If someone's brain dead and they say, if I'm brain dead, I don't want to be resuscitated, make sure that everybody knows that you have a do not resuscitate. So if you have a stroke and you go unconscious and you die, they don't try to bring you back with brain damage. I mean, we had this happen years ago with a family member. The family member basically had a stroke, died on the bathroom floor. The wife was so panicked out that when the paramedics arrived, she didn't tell him that he had a DNR, and so a do not resuscitate, and they resuscitated him. They brought him back from the dead, brain dead, massive, massive trauma through his head, through his brain, everything, and then they had to go out a few hours later and turn off the doggone life support. I mean, what a horrible way to go out. So it's just, make sure you've got this stuff figured out before you have to deal with it. Yesterday, I had a person that I know call me up, and they didn't listen last time I talked to them years ago, which is something that happens every once in a while. It happens a lot, actually, when people just decide not to listen. And now his wife has a malignant brain tumor, malignant glial tumor that's metastasized throughout her brain, throughout her spinal cord, and throughout her lungs, and throughout her body. Her whole body's completely and totally infused with cancer. And so he called me up yesterday, Austin. You don't even know this. Oh, yeah, I did. I told you after the show yesterday. He called me up. He's going to come by at 5:30 to bring get his wife over to get her on a vitamin program to get her on a healthy lifestyle diet, right? And she was so sick, they couldn't cope because she basically couldn't get out of bed because she has to be real close to a bathroom because she no longer has control of her bodily functions. Yes, it's that bad. She's really close to being gone. Okay, now, guys, I like the guy who called me. He never showed up. Never talked to him, but that's okay. He texted me. But here's the thing. When you're at that point, when you're literally knocking on death's door, that is not the time to change your diet. What difference does it make? I mean, if you know you're fixing to meet your maker in about 30 minutes, what you need to be doing is praying. The diet won't make a bit of difference. Lifestyle choices are for preventing cancer, preventing heart disease, preventing diabetes, those types of things. And that's why that Indian medical journal said, with the diabetes journal out of India, it says that if you take turmeric while you're pre-diabetic, you know, if you're basically coming down with adult onset diabetes, that it has a 100% cure rate. Now, think about that for a second. Nothing has 100% cure rates, but I've had tremendous results. That's why when we have the healthy blood sugar protocol, you know, we've got turmeric in it. We've got the insulin support in it, all those other things. Those are the things that you need to be thinking about. And remember, when you go to the Medical Information Bureau and you do all of that stuff, you really have a really good probability and possibility of basically getting your information hacked. And this is so important you guys understand this. In fact, the Daily Mail says that a huge spike in health data, it was based since 2010, that over 80 million detailed records were lost, stolen, leaked, jeez, leaving more patients vulnerable than ever. 80 million people have had their health records leaked. Now, say, what is that important? Well, if you sell those to marketing firms, then the marketing firm can start sending you all kinds of information on what type of breathing apparatus you have to have, what kind of machines you need to buy, or what type of oxygen you're on. That's what they do it for. They do it so these people can contact you from a marketing standpoint, send you direct mail and everything else. And they want to basically find out, you know, where the market's going as far as the demographics are concerned, what kind of death rate that people are going through. So whenever you get involved with this and you start doing all of those things, I'm not saying that sometimes you don't have to, you're really opening yourself up for a situation where you can have all your personal information sold. And if you get recorded in the Medical Information Bureau, let's say you have high cholesterol. I told you that happened to me about 20 years ago. My cholesterol was like a 204, I think it was, something like that. It was a little over 200. And they told me they wouldn't give me life insurance because my cholesterol was over 200. Well, I told them, I said, that's ridiculous. Well, then, you know, I went ahead and just changed my diet for a week. Went back in and had the blood test done again. It was like 190. It comes down very quickly if you change your diet, start taking your supplements and all the other things we can do for that. And all of a sudden, I went back in. They gave me the health insurance. Well, then years later, I had something else I had to do for life insurance, Austin, and they went back and said, oh, we see you're a high blood pressure patient. I said, I am not. Oh, I'm sorry, a high cholesterol patient. I said, I'm not a high cholesterol patient. I had one test that was over a couple hundred. Oh, no, we see it in your Medical Information Bureau. And I'm like, gosh, are you guys kidding me? I think 250 cholesterol is fine. This is nonsense. But that's what you get yourself into. By the way, Andy Stanley kind of stepped on it this week, and he kind of said something that he probably shouldn't have said. He said the Ten Commandments are no longer applicable and that we need to unhitch completely from the Old Testament. Now, I'm going to say something about Andy there. I understand that we need to be under the new covenant with Christ. I got that. That was the old covenant. It's the old covenant. It was primarily to the Jews, and the New Testament is for Christians. I got that. But Jesus also said, not one jot, one tittle shall be taken away until all of these things are accomplished. Now, I believe we need to stay focused primarily on the New Testament. But there are great teachings in the Torah in the Old Testament that we can learn from. Now, if he had said we need to unhitch from the Talmud, okay, I'm going to say that again. If Andy Stanley had said the Christian churches need to unhitch from the Babylonian Talmud, I would have given him a resounding amen, 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 Pastor Stanley. But as far as the Old Testament, guys, I'm not saying that we're under the Old Testament law anymore, because we're not, because basically Jesus came to fulfill that law. But there's a lot of really good information. And the reality is that there's nothing wrong with the Ten Commandments. And I know that a lot of those same laws are repeated in the New Testament, and Jesus did a lot of that on teaching of the parables and the Sermon on the Mount. I got that, okay? But the Ten Commandments have been such an iconic figure now for thousands and thousands of years. I don't see a bit of problems in having those. It's kind of like the Old Testament dietary guidelines. You know, that's how I look at them. They're like suggestions of how we're supposed to live, not that we're under you know, damnation if we eat a piece of bacon, okay? But you're just going to get to heaven quicker if you eat a bunch of that junk because of all the nitrites and the chemicals in it. And so God knew all that. He gave you guidelines or principles to follow. But as far as the Old Testament, Ten Commandments and a lot of that kind of stuff, those are pretty doggone strong things. And for Andy Stanley, he's saying that we don't need to do that anymore. I think he needs to change from the Torah to the Babylonian Talmud. Then I'll be in his amen section. Also, what do you think about all the stories, bud?
Yeah. There's no question about that. That's definitely some wild stuff on that. And I mean, you know, the one aspect of it, you know, when you really got to start looking at this is, I mean, you really have to break it down and pick out what side you're on. This is something that I have seen systemic now throughout a lot of the Christian aspect, even a lot of the big churches. We've kind of talked about that, so I don't want to go into a lot of detail with it, but there's this slow push that we're starting to see now for this mixture, this mending, this blending of all the different religions, especially with Judaism and Christianity and Islam. I've noticed that more now too, of trying to bring all these together as one and kind of be like, well, this one's the same as that one's the same as this one, they're all kind of the same, so it's okay which way you get to heaven. That's not what the Bible says. And anybody that preaches that or anybody that even remotely tells you or implies that is not teaching biblically whatsoever, in my opinion. That's just fact. You can read the Bible, and there's only one way to God Almighty, and that's through Jesus Christ. You can't get to heaven any other way. So if you start buying into that and you start blending these religions together and you start believing that we can have a Christian, Judaism, Islam, whatever, guys, that's right out of the pit of hell, flat out. And I've seen this now pushed more and more and more, especially in these inclusive big mega churches now that don't have any crucifixes up in their church. They don't have any visual symbolism of God or Jesus Christ anywhere. It's literally like a basketball arena is what they pretty much have, and there's a public motivational speaker in the middle telling everybody how much they need to tithe and how blessed they're going to be and how much money they're going to get back if they tithe more. And that's pretty much the premise of most of them. Guys, if they're not teaching biblical beliefs directly out of the Bible, if they're not teaching you the teachings from God Almighty and from Jesus Christ, especially like Dad said, the first five books of the Torah, the aspect of that is that so many people, this is just my opinion, they get so wrapped up in saying, well, that's Old Testament. Yes, we all understand that's Old Testament. We basically were saved through grace through the blood of Jesus Christ now, and that's why everything as far as changed in the New Testament. But as Dad always says before, those old things, especially when it comes to dietary principles and those guidelines, they never changed. They were still followed even in the Old Testament. So those are simple things that we all need to understand and follow and not get wrapped up in this whole multi-religion Christianity, Judaism stuff, it's all the same. That's a really, really bad line to fall down, and I really, really hope we don't start seeing that more and more, because I've heard more people bring that up lately and try to normalize it. Oprah's been one of those as well that is trying. She said that blatantly in one of her shows one time. I watched a clip of it and basically said, you can't tell somebody that they're not going to go to heaven based on what their religion or what their God is. She said that. So basically, whatever your God is just means you're going to get to heaven that way through that God. And, you know, that's blasphemy. You can't start teaching that at all. Also, too, I wanted to bring this up because we do have the elections coming up soon down here just in Florida. And I did see now that, you know, Andrew Gillum, the blithering idiot that was the basically mayor of Tallahassee that is trying to run for governor against DeSantis, is basically now tied up with a criminal investigation. I wanted to address this for anybody that's in Florida that's voting of this. If you guys were even on the fence about voting for Gillum, this guy now has been under numerous investigations with FBI. He's had his file access on an ongoing criminal investigation over 100 times from the FBI, and this guy is literally steeped in scandals on the back end, not to mention an abysmal failure as a mayor of the city and everything that's been around it. So I just want to kind of reiterate that. That's one of the globalist Democrats' golden boys that they're trying to turn the Florida into a blue state, which we're not going to let that happen down there. We're going to vote. We're going to get DeSantis in. We're going to get somebody nobody in this state that's actually a constitutional patriot, in my opinion. And DeSantis has been pretty solid on a lot of the stuff I've seen currently and his background. And I think Gillum's going to get crushed, especially when people start realizing what he's been involved in. But again, you have to start doing this in your state that you're involved in, doing your research and doing the best you can to make an informed decision and to wake other people up on what's going on and exposing this democratic communist intervention that they're trying to do to take over the country, Deb.
Well, it's exactly right. I mean, this is why I've told you guys and taught you so much history. For those of you who never, you know, pay any attention to history class or you were taught incorrect history, when you look at the Russian Revolution, this is what these guys do. They come in and they start going in at a grassroots level. This is what, you know, these community organizers do, Austin, like Barack Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, the gay Kenyan. I mean, this is what they do. And then what happens, they come into the system and they allow themselves to go in and become, you know, these grassroots organizers. The same thing that Stalin did and Lenin did and all the rest of these guys did. Not so much less Stalin, but Lenin in the beginning with the Soviet Revolution. But this is how they do it. They worm their way into the system and they start taking over key areas of the government or the bureaucratic side, those who are appointed and not elected. And so then you get them in there and they start making all these laws and statutes and start making what the duly elected people do illegal, or they start causing them to have sanctions. This is the same thing they did in the Soviet Union, same thing they're doing in the United States right now. In fact, right now, George Soros' group, Antifa, is threatening President Trump, threatening President Cruz, threatening Judge Kavanaugh, and they are saying, you are not safe and we will find you. In fact, this is crazy. Smash Racism in D.C. is an Antifa group operating in the Capitol. The group harassed Senator Ted Cruz and his wife at a restaurant. They also threatened Ted Kavanaugh. They threatened President Trump. I mean, why isn't the Secret Service involved with these guys? It says, you are not safe. We will find you. We will expose you. We will take from you the place where you have taken so many others. The leftists deleted their tweet, but Twitter had not removed their account despite clear violations of Twitter's terms of service. Mike Isaacson, there we go, the former economics professor, I'm sure he's a Sabbatean Kabbalist, but I can check on that. A former economics professor at John Jay College, plus his neck is way too long, is one of the founders of Smash Racism DC, and he previously calls for the assassination of Vice President Mike Pence and the killing of the police and all white people who were born before 1962. That would be me. So that kind of guy just is absolutely weird. He's a weirdo, by the way. Now, back one thing to what Austin was saying about the Bible earlier. There are four Old Testament precepts that we have to understand in the Bible. We had God's relationship to man and man's relationship to man. Then we had the sanitary laws, and then we had the dietary laws. This is all the stuff that was put into the Torah. Again, God's relationship to man, man's relationship to man, the sanitary laws, and the dietary laws. When Jesus Christ came and he died for us, and he basically spilled his blood for us, created an everlasting covenant for us, God's relationship with man and man's relationship with man was forever changed. It was no longer an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You know, we're to learn to love each other and forgive one another. By the way, we're the only religion that teaches that. And also, when God's relationship with man was completely changed, because now he no longer wanted vengeance or sacrifice from man. He just wanted us to love one another and to love him through his son, Jesus Christ, as a mediator. So all of that got changed. Now, the sanitary laws never got changed. Poop is still poop, okay? You got mold is still mold. Mildew is still mildew. Sanitary laws never got changed. They're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Dietary laws, they never got changed. Now, they were clarified a little bit in the New Testament, and then there were four things that New Testament believers in Acts chapter 10 or 15 were required to do. I think it's Acts chapter 15, required to do. That was to avoid the meat of strangled animals, avoid the meat of sacrifice to idols, avoid sexual immorality, and avoid the drinking of blood. So three of the four things that we were required to do as New Testament believers were still dietary related. That's New Testament, guys. That's not old. So we have to understand the dietary principles are still there with us. Clean and unclean food are still there with us, and we've talked about that before in detail. And so we just need to be careful what we're doing. And again, the time to take care of your health is when your health is healthy, if that makes any sense. The time to keep your car running right is before the engine blows up because you haven't changed the oil in 100,000 miles. Okay? It's time to do the oil change at every 5,000-10,000 miles or whatever the manufacturer tells you to do. That's how you stay healthy. You maintain the equipment that God gave you, and you don't go out and try to do crazy things with your body and your life and your heart and your lungs and everything else. Do what God tells you to do. It's a lot easier for you in the short run and in the long run. Also, Austin, what are you thinking? What's your next story, bud?
No, there's no question about it. It definitely, I mean, and that's, you know, I had a buddy of mine come in here. He's a retired Army. He came in the office today and got some more supplements from me. He's been feeling awesome over the last couple months that I got him, you know, really kind of wrapped back into this whole nutritional aspect, because he's really hasn't been in it really ever, you know, because they don't, it's one thing they really don't teach you in the Army is nutritional aspect and taking care of yourself. They pretty much just teach you how to eat and train and run and shoot and do all the other efficient aspects that you need. But as far as long-term health, you know, when you get out of the military, you know, you start going to the VA, they really don't take care of you. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, it's pretty horrific. They pretty much, you know, you got an issue going on, they give you opiates for the pain. You're having issued PTSD from all the stuff you had to do while you're over in the sandbox, they basically give you Prozac or Paxil or a host of other compounds. You can't sleep, they stack it with Ambien. You keep getting anxiety from that, they give you Xanax. It's what they do. They just fix everything with drugs. And so, you know, he was telling me about a lot of this, and he, you know, so I got him on a lot of base supplements, and he came in today now after a couple months, and he's like, man, he goes, you know, I can't believe how much better I feel just off a few different supplements. You know, I put them on like the Superfood Complete, the Magnesium Brain Food, the Body Balance Himla. You know, keep it simple. You know, there wasn't crazy than anything. You know, he's on about five or six different supplements today. He got some of the collagen joint relief and the joint support for his joints now. And he said it's crazy how just making a few changes here and there, be it with the supplements, be it with the diet, cutting a few things out of his diet, you know, starting to cut alcohol out of his diet, at least on a regular basis, and just a few things here and there, he said he feels so much better. His inflammation's down. He's already down like 6 or 7 pounds. And right now he's not even really training or exercising really hard. You know, he gets up in the morning and does some fasted cardio, and then at night he usually goes for a light jog, and that's about it. He's not even lifting weights yet. He's planning on starting that next month. And it just shows you how easy it is to get in a lot of this stuff. And that's why at Health Masters we do our best to bring you guys really simplistic, very effective kits on a regular basis. And that's why we do so many of those. That's why I had him, he wanted to start on the Alpha Male Stack, which is on sale right now for like 22% off. Huge sale. But I said, well, I said, let's try, you got a couple other products you're already kind of taking that are in there. I said, let's try a few more other things, and I said the next time when you run out, I said we'll give you the whole stack to start on. I said that way, you know, you can kind of see where you're going with it, because he's real funny about taking a lot of stuff at once, which is fine. And but that's why we do these things. We've put these kits together because we know they work, because we personally take them and we see how effective they are. And you don't have to go crazy with stuff, you know, just starting on a good multivitamin like our multiple powder or our Body Balance Himla or our Magnesium Brain Food, some key core things like that, and a few dietary changes and some exercising can make a huge role in your overall health. Because as Dad said, you know, we're only here for a short time, and we have to make the biggest difference we can. And right now it's really important we make a difference, because what we do right now is what our kids and grandkids are going to have to deal with in the future. And that's one aspect that I think a lot of the generation behind us, not everybody, but a large percentage of them, have kind of forgotten, is they got so wrapped up in just kind of the whatever aspect that they really thought the United States was going to continue to go down the awesome, prosperous, great route that it was doing back after World War II. And it has to an extent, but it's also gotten heavily manipulated and controlled. And now we're having to deal with this entire communist agenda that wants to completely and totally dismantle everything that we've worked for in this country for generations and completely dismantle it to rubble and give everything to everybody while allowing everybody and their mom from every country to come in and take over this country. It's simply not something that I'm going to allow on my watch, and it's something you shouldn't allow on your watch. That's why it's so important. Not only are we forwarding these shows and waking other people up and trying to spread the alternative news as much as physically possible, but it's also important too that we stay in the best health and the best shape we physically can, so we can continue to fight this information fight as long as possible, Dad.
You know, it's so true. The day Harrison came home, and I was sitting in one of my little chairs, and I went to stand up, and I grabbed my stepped wrong, and I had to sit back down for a second. He goes, Dad, are you okay? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, my gosh, I haven't been here for a month, and you've already fallen into a chair. I said, no, man. I said, now I stepped wrong, but I'm okay. I just stepped backwards. I knew what this chair is. I sat back down. He goes, oh, man, that's rough. See, this is the thing. What kind of life do we want to have when your children get a little bit older? and your grandkids want to come over. You want to pick them up and play with them and go swimming with them. The other day I was diving in the pool and having fun with Hunter, my, you know, 2.5-year-old grandson, Austin's son. And I had a blast with him because I'm able to do that because the good Lord has blessed me in the abilities that I have and the fact that I've taken care of myself, Austin. It's so important that we exercise. Now, I know it's not always convenient to exercise. I got that. Some days I'll miss. Some days I work out 4 days that week instead of 6 days that week. But almost always I work out at least 5 or 6 days a week. Why? Because I understand the importance of continual rhythmic exercise. In fact, Dr. Thomas Curtin said years ago, the law of life is movement, rhythmic continuous movement, at least 1 hour a day, 3 days a week. No one ever graduates from the school of physical conditioning. Either you continue progressing or you go downhill. That's an absolute fact. Guys, tonight we're going to be on Hagmann. We're going to have a blast. You guys, stay tuned for the Hagmann Show. It'll be a few hours. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thanks so much for supporting Health Masters. I have the distinct honor, the privilege today to pray for you. I love you guys so much. Thank you for making us who we are, making Health Masters what Health Masters is, and giving us the opportunity to share with you every single day. I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys tonight. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. Yeah, show should be pretty good tonight. I know Joe and Doug are going to be back on. You know, 2 weeks ago we hosted it while they were out at that conference, so we handled it on our own. So there's definitely some new stuff we're going to be discussing. And I hope we can get on a lot of different topics because there's a lot of things I want to bring up. I know this Kavanaugh hearing, like I said, has completely and totally dominated the entire media for the last, basically about the entire week, especially coming up into yesterday, and I'm pretty much over it now, and that's why I told you guys today, after seeing this whole thing with the bail arch being, you know, erected right in front of the Capitol, with this whole thing getting so much more media coverage than it deserved at all, I mean, think about this for a second. If this would have been reversed, right? This would have been reversed. If this would have been a lady, Kavanaugh was a female, and she was about to get nominated in the Supreme Court, and some guy came forward and was like, hey, in high school you groped me, and you know, I basically want to file this charges on you, or I want to have a hearing now, I want to do this and I want to do that, and had absolutely no witnesses, no evidence, nothing from 30 something years ago, it would have gotten so dismissed. Even if, put it this way, even if Kavanaugh would have been a Democrat, I can guarantee you this would never have gotten the exposure that it did. They never would have pushed it like they did to try to completely and totally ruin his credibility before this happened. And it was all to obfuscate something. I am really, really confident on that. If something is going on behind the scenes and they don't want anybody peering out what's seen, what's behind the curtains. They want the man behind the curtains to stay hidden so they can do their dirty deeds that they love to do in the darkness. That's just my opinion on it. But we appreciate all the support you've given us, guys. Be sure to check out the magnesium brain food on sale right now for $39.40, over 20% off. That's on the website. That'll be ending this weekend. I think tonight we're going to be running a little bit of a different special, something we haven't done in a while. I talked to Dad earlier, and it looks like we may be doing the TED 5, which is the coupon for the Talk to Ted. Talk to Ted for 15 minutes on a once you place an order and put that coupon code in, usually on orders over $500 or more, simply because we have so much limited time, we have to keep it clear and concise on what we're actually, how many we can do. We can't have, you know, 300 or 400 consultations that we're trying to do on every order. So I'm not sure about that yet. I'm pretty positive we're going to be doing it, though. So be sure to listen to the Hagmann Show tonight, and we'll give you guys the coupon code and the promo to make that happen if you guys are interested in doing that again. So we really appreciate the support. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for supporting Hagmann's. You know, when you guys use the coupon code and, you know, the different promos that we run, that supports the Hagmann Show. We try to do our best to support them on the backside and take care of them as we all have to do in this alternative media fight right now. So if you need anything, check out the website, healthmasters.com. Give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. If you need anything, check us out. We're here to help you out the best we physically can. You guys have an awesome evening. Enjoy the show tonight. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday as always.